Visit Lake County here. John McGuire, we welcome you back.
102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah.
Each and every month, John comes in during Gurney's Got It and talks really about what Lake County has to offer. So there's a lot of cool stuff going on right now, having taken off last summer with the global pandemic and things starting to open back up. Everybody's just, you know, trying to get to events and trying to feel alive again. Really cool, though, even though I'm a Packers fan, Chicago Bears training camp is going on.
It's right here in Lake County.
I didn't know anything about this.
Yes, it was supposed to happen last year. Okay. Obviously, it didn't. But this is the first year that the Chicago Bears are hosting their training camp in Lake Forest over at Dallas Hall.
I didn't realize there was a minor league football organization.
Okay, I knew it was going to go that way.
It's open to the public, though.
It's open to the public. Hallis Hall is very tightly guarded, so getting on the ground is really a big deal.
Yeah.
They're going to be open for 14 days between July 29th and August 25th. This is perfect timing because you have to go online and register for tickets today by noon to get into the cycle of tickets.
All right. So get on it right now.
Get on it right now today.
Yeah. What is it? Cost? Or you
no,
just...
It's free, but there's a lottery and there's only like 1,000 tickets.
Gotcha.
Tickets per day.
All right. So you go to the website, which is visitlakecounty.org.
Yes. And there's a link right into the Bears page.
Cool.
And it'll give you all the details. The thing that we're looking at is everyone who goes to camp is going to park at Hawthorne Mall and take a shuttle bus into the Hallis Hall. So we're hoping people will come stay overnight. And when they get off the bus, you know, enjoy the restaurants and shopping and stuff around Lake County and Vernon Hills, Lincolnshire area.
So set a reminder on your phone right now if you're interested in the Chicago Bears training camp advanced tickets. Sign up for those by noon.
By noon today.
But if you miss out on this, you're going to have a chance to win some tickets.
We'll be offering some tickets via the Visit Lake County social media handles.
So if you don't visit or if you don't like or follow Visit Lake County, make sure you do so on Facebook and Twitter, both of those accounts, because you'll have your chance to win them there. Speaking of social media, I was looking in my memories yesterday, and it popped up that 2 years ago, I was the judge. I was the judge at a very honorable festival. Did you know this?
No.
Okay. Fox Lake Bloody Mary Fest is what I'm talking about. I had a blast out there 2 years ago. Now, it's a little different this year. Last year, there was none. So at least they're doing something, and it's an all-month-long thing.
Right. Instead of the one-day festival, they're doing a trail. They're leading people to the 8 purveyors in Fox Lake who are offering the awesome concoctions that people have turned Bloody Marys into. So
get out and...
There's a trail card. You can go check in at each one.
Okay.
And then once you've done that, you can enter to win. You're entered to win prizes. While you're up there, again, discover Fox Lake, the chain of lakes. There's
awesome area.
So much going on up there people don't know about. This is an excuse to try it.
Absolutely.
It's all month long, so anytime you can make it up there.
So all month this month, which I don't think people realize.
August 1st.
I don't think people realize we're halfway through June already.
Today, actually.
Yeah, I told you it's payday, and you're like, wait, what?
Paid today?
Yes.
So this is going on all month long.
I make so much money, I don't have to worry about payday.
I don't even look at my bank account. This is going on.
Actually, Marie does.
Yeah, I know. Right. This is going on though till August 1st, and the full festival will return next year.
Yes, they're making plans already.
Which I will be a judge, even if they don't want me to be. I'll be there judging.
Just sitting at the end of the table without a plaque. I don't know who she is, but she's sitting there. Don't say anything.
Another thing that people missed last year that they're looking forward to seeing is
Bristol Renaissance Fair.
So it may not be in Lake County, but just 10 minutes over the border.
LARPers.
Get the LARPers.
Live action role play.
There you go.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, LARP.
Oh, okay. All right.
Role play. Didn't know that's what that's called, LARPing?
I didn't know that. Okay. Well, I knew that's what it was called. I didn't know that's what it stood for, though.
Is that a Wisconsin thing?
I don't know. Somebody called me like...
it's from a movie.
Paul Rudd. I got a crush on him.
So this is going on weekends only through September 6th.
If you haven't been there, I mean, it's the medieval village that has comedy and
shows,
food
shops,
and drink and shops and different theme weekends and jousting and
can you throw fruit at people? Wasn't that a big medieval times thing where you could throw fruit and vegetables at people?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to be able to do that.
Yes.
I might just do it on my own one day in the studio here.
And they encourage,
in honor of Bristol Renaissance Fair, Leah, take that apple.
They encourage guests to dress up too, so always fun.
It's a good time. It's a good time.
It's really unusual. I mean, it's
fun. It's good people watching. That is for dang sure. Speaking of good fun, though, the Art Walk downtown Waukegan. This is something that's going on every month.
Yes.
Even throughout the year, the third
Saturday every month. And if you go up and down Genesee Street, there's probably a dozen art galleries, and they turn this into an open forum. People walking up and down the streets, they have live music out in the street. Now they've got the restaurants open. They've got Nightshade and Darts and Appleton Spirits tap room at the end of the trail.
You're not going to be thirsty.
Oh, it's a tough walk, so you got to refresh yourself. And they're again trying to really liven up the street. There's lots going on that people don't necessarily go out of their way for.
And I 100% agree with you, because until I went there a couple years ago, I think it was right before the pandemic hit. We went in October. I was like, I having been from the area my whole life, I didn't realize like how poppin' Genesee Street is, for lack of better terms.
And they're adding in stuff down at the harbor too. Right. They've got Greentown on the Rocks, live music, and the harbor itself is hosting.
Cool. Tons of stuff for you to check out, and going to have your chance to win tickets to the Temple Lipizzan shows. If you've never been to that, that's in Wadsworth, and we have a voucher for 4 tickets, and that's coming up next on XLC. Here with the Temple Lipizzan shows, Visit Lake County in John McGuire.
102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah.
Talking everything going on in Lake County. Just got done discussing the Chicago Bears training camp, Fox Lake Bloody Mary Festival. Again, if you missed it, visit lakecounty.org for really everything that we're talking about right now. But we'll have your chance to win 4 tickets to the Temple Lipizzans coming up. Now, a lot of people, I think their number one thing they missed during the pandemic, besides family and all the live music. And live music is back in a big way in Lake County.
Yes. Well, we were just talking about Waukegan and Genesee Theater is back booking up now in the next year already. That's cranking. Ravinia has their schedule out. They started July 1st, I think, and they're going through September. A lot of the smaller acts, because the big acts aren't on tour yet, but they're
it's still something to
it's
go.
It's a great experience.
I don't care. I, being at outside. This point, I would go to my child's grade school. No, I won it. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, and then Independence Grove is right in our backyard.
Yeah.
They do their Tuesday night concert series, and we've been going over there.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I have a girlfriend who keeps mentioning this, and we've been just baseball crazy, but I'm like, okay, I'm putting on my calendar. Next Tuesday, I've got to go there.
Next Tuesday, there's a Beatle cover band. Kaleidoscope Eyes are playing. It's when the weather's beautiful.
It's like a mini Ravinia. Yeah.
But they've also added their own beer garden.
Cool.
The craft beer garden that serves Lake County Libation Trail.
Nice.
Craft beers from 7 of our breweries. But it's easy in, easy out. It's cheap. It's just a great way to hang out with your neighbors. And it's growing every year.
So cool.
A lot of fun. Plus, pretty much every town is having summer concerts.
Right.
So you can always find something to do outdoors now. So we encourage that. Mundelein is going to be the hotbed of bicycle racing on Monday. They're closing down the downtown area around Holly and Park Street.
Got it.
And there's this bike race series called Intelligentsia Cup.
This is like professionals, right? I couldn't jump on my bike.
Actually, they do have a couple rounds where they have just people off the street can come in
and with your Pacific.
Take a twirl. My banana seat.
Yeah.
Don't hate.
But no, it's called the Intelligentsia Cup, and it's this organization that goes from town to town, and they do these small events. And part of the series this year is Mundelein's Grand Prix on Monday, July 19th. And all day long, they're doing heats where you get a timed period and get on your bike and you drive around and see how many laps you can do in that timed period.
You know, when it comes to sports, like you can see some things like Conor McGregor break his leg, or you can see like vicious arm breaks in basketball. You know, the one thing that makes me cringe every time I see it, the huge pileups in bike racing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It just gave me chills.
Stop.
Yeah.
There's all of them can't stop. It's just like, bam, just bam, did, bam, bam.
That happened in a, the just Tour recently. France. The lady jumped out in front with a sign and caused 100 500 bike pileup.
Oh, kind of thing.
So don't do that in Mudline Monday.
Yeah, please, yeah, please don't do that. Monday, though, this is going on.
The pro racers start at 5 p.m. and go till about 8, and it's a fun, another outdoor experience. There's going to be a craft beer and a festival area viewing and vendors and things for the kids and family to do. So
July 19th, that's this coming Monday.
Coming Monday, yep.
I'm starting to sense a theme with you, John. There's a lot of beer tents and beer gardens and all the things you're talking about.
A common tie.
You had to have
keep people together.
Right. Well, he walks in this morning, and the first thing he said, he's like, "Sorry that that tasting didn't, it fell through." He like right away telling me that he didn't have any booze.
Well,
he knows
he's dealing with.
Well, and I noticed the second I opened up the door that he was empty-handed. I almost slammed it. I did. John, you're not welcome.
Sorry, I drank them.
So is there drinking beer tents at the Lake County?
I'm assuming there will
be. Lake County Fair.
The last thing says carnival music and beer tents.
And beer tents.
Surprise!
Yes.
It's a micro fair this year, though.
Yeah, the Lake County Fair is back. It's going to be smaller this year, only 3 days. They won't have all the indoor exhibits, but all the outdoor carnival and beer tents and music and
animals.
Exhibits, yeah. Animals, a demo derby.
That's really all that matters. The demo derby is the best part anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it's a throwback experience for people who haven't gone. It's a tradition for people who go every year. I think
it's the 92nd annual. Yeah. That's crazy. So. And you can get more details on that. Again, visit lakecounty.org and all the other things we talked about this morning. I want to say saving the best for last, but these are all good things. The Temple Lipizzan shows, though, Temple Farm, which Wes didn't know about until he saw Stern School Road was closed, and then now he has to take Wadsworth, but it's in Wadsworth over there.
Right, every day now.
And it is a staple. If you have never been to see this, it's absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm.
The way they train these animals from the time they're born so to be precision dancers and walkers, there's actually Temple's been featured a lot in the news this last week because going into the Olympics, the dressage exercise is one of the Olympic sports, and some of the Temple trainers and affiliates have been Olympians.
Right.
And they're offering up performances here locally on Saturdays, Sundays. There's some Wednesday performances yet the rest of this summer. And again, another thing in your own backyard you don't think of going to unless we remind you.
With tickets.
Over it again. And
John so kindly brought in. Again, the Temple Lipizzan shows a voucher for 4 tickets if you want to get your hands on those. 847-336-1023. People are already calling. I didn't tell you to call yet. Wow. Simon did not say.
Hot ticket.
What caller number you want to go with? John, what's your favorite number?
86.
No, my 86. God, no.
Caller number 86.
8 or 6. You can choose one or the other.
We'll go with 8.
Okay, perfect. Caller number 8. John, thank you so much for coming in. Again, visit lakecounty.org for everything that you can do during the summer.
Go Bears.
Oh. We're celebrating our
All-American. XLC, who's this?
Hi, it's Janet.
Janet, hello. You are caller number 8.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you, Janet.
Oh,
Have you ever been to Temple Farm in Wadsworth?
I have. When we first moved here, I've been living here for about 25 years. So.
Oh, wow.
I've been wanting to go back there, and I heard the radio. I'm listening to you guys, and I'm like, I'm going to give it a try.
Well, it was your lucky shot then. So you and 3 other people going to the Temple Lipizzan shows in Wadsworth. Congratulations. It's all courtesy of visitlakecounty.org.
Oh, thank you very much. We're going to have a great time there, I know.